Now, three times in this section we have today, 30 verses in Deuteronomy 31, is the commandment, be strong and courageous. Happens three times in this text. Okay, all right, mm-hmm. I get the message. Be strong and courageous. If we continue to work with the type here, that Moses is a type of Christ, that Moses leads the people of Israel, that he brings them to the promised land, that the promised land is for them like heaven is for you and me, then does the command of Deuteronomy 31 to be strong and courageous apply directly to you and me all these years later as we make our way toward the promised land?
We should always be strong and courageous when it comes to doing what God has called us to do. And that's really where courage comes from, I think. You know, courage comes from knowing that I am doing the Lord's will. When I'm doing my own will, it's tainted with sin, it's weak, it's suspect. But when I'm doing what God wants, I can be confident. I can have courage and strength. I don't have to be afraid. I've often said that the most courageous person on earth is the truly repentant person. I've got nothing to lose. You know, I admit to my sins. Now, God's the one that lifts me up. And I stand before all my accusers, even Satan himself, the greatest of all accusers, who would like to shut me down, put me down spiritually, emotionally, whatever. My strength comes through God's forgiveness, God's love, God's support, God's provision. That's when you're really courageous. And I really think Satan fears the humble, repentant person more than anyone else, because they are the ones with the strength. And so, yeah, be strong and of good courage, you know, not to be afraid. Why? For the Lord, your God. He is the one who goes with you. It reminds me of Paul in Corinthians, when I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Physically weak, we learn not to rely on ourselves. Physically weak, we learn to put our faith, trust, reliance on God. That gives us strength.